こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。あと文字起こしのテキストを iPhone のアプリで購入できますので試してみてください。1個目のニュース、今月8日から消息を絶っているマレーシア航空機に関する情報がメディアと各当局の間で錯綜しています。当初更新が途絶えた後に機体がマレーシア側へ引き返そうとした痕跡があると言われていましたが、そうした確証はないとのことです。ヨーロッパの盗難パスポートを使用して搭乗していたのはイラン人の若者2人でしたが、これまでの捜査でテロ組織などとの関係は薄いとされています。中国の人工衛星が同期の飛行予定ルートの海上で浮かんでいる物体を3つ確認したため、マレーシアは今日にも空軍を送り調査する予定です。また目撃者と思われる男性のメールがインターネット上に公開されています。メールの送り主はベトナムの油田で働く男性で、機体捜索の関係者と思われる人物に宛てて機体が空で燃えながら飛んでいるのを目撃したと書いてあります。しかしこのメールの内容が事実かどうかはまだ確認されていません。最新の情報でウォールストリートジャーナルによると、アメリカ当局が、機体がコンタクトを失った後に少なくとも4時間は飛行していたということが分かりました。これはボーイング777から自動的に、地上に送られたデータから解析したものです。
マレーシアエアラインズフライト370 that went missing on the 8th has still not been located. While there had initially been reports that the plane had turned around, the evidence for that claim is not conclusive. Additionally, while two passengers on the plane were traveling with stolen passports, there does notappear to be a terrorist connection. On Wednesday, the Chinese government revealed photos taken by satellites on the 9th, revealing three separate pieces of debris in the ocean. However, Vietnam says that the area where those photographs were taken has been thoroughly searched. A photograph of an email circulating the internet details an account of a potential eyewitness, Michael McKay, describing what could be the Malaysia flight going down in flames off the coast of Vietnam.Most recently, it has been reported by the Wall Street Journal that U.S. investigators believe the plane was flown for at least 4 hours after contact was lost, based on data automatically downloaded and sent to the ground by the Boeing 777 as part of a routine maintenance and monitoring program.
Yeah, なので、まあ、簡潔に言うとだからまだ機体とか乗ってた人とかはまだ何も見つかっていない。
But this most recent news aboutfrom the U.S. investigators is pretty significant.
Right.
Because people had feared that the plane had just gone down right then when they lost contact. Something happened to the plane.
Right.
But if the data downloaded, the engine data that was downloaded says that those engines were running for the next 4 hours.
Yeah.
That plane went somewhere.
Yeah.
For 4 hours.
Right.
Right.
いや、
ま
あ、この油田の人のメールだとあれだよね、その機体がバラバラになってるとかじゃなくて、そのままワンピースで火が出ながら飛んでたっていう。
Oh, the, yeah, the email from the,the oil rig. Yeah, Michael
yeah.
McKay's.
そう、まあ、まだこれね、本物か分かんないんだけど、本当だとしたら重要な目撃証言っていう、ね。
The thing is, he justHe estimates that he saw it from 50 to 70 kilometers away. I don't know if you can actually see an airplane from that far away. Can you?
Well, maybe その estimate が間違ってるだけかもしれない。
Yeah, that estimate may be wrong. But that estimate being wrong, does change where they need to search too, a little bit.
まあでも those people, I mean, people who are looking into it are experts, right? So they should know if these estimates are...You know, seemingly correct or not, right? So, yeah, なんかこの目撃者のと思われる男性のメールの写真をマイケルがネットで見つけてツイッターしたらさ、なんか全然バイリンガルニュース知らない海外の人たちにめっちゃリツイートとかされたよね。
Well, I found it really early, I guess, because the news articles talking about that letter. credits someone that tweeted it like 6 hours after I did.
Right.
So obviously, I mean, I'm not the original source.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out what the original source of that letter was.
Yeah.
But we still don't really know.
謎が多いんだよね。
I mean, the guy put his contact information right on the email though, so
yeah,
I'm sure he's been contacted by now.
Or you can text him.
I can just hit him up.
Yeah. Yo.
I don't know. It's a mystery. I'm actually surprised. I'd be surprised if the plane was flying for 4 hours after they lost contact, because it should have appeared on radar.
Yeah.
If it didn't appear on radar, and it didn't, it must have been flying at very low altitude.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if it was flying at really low altitude, wouldn't that be deliberate? Why else would you fly at super low altitude?
I don't know. Well,
I don't even know if the plane can fly for 4 hours at that low altitude. I think you have to be below like 3,000 feet to avoid radar detection. But if you're flying at such low altitude like that, the fuel efficiency of these planes is not very good at that altitude. It had enough fuel to fly for like 7 hours at cruising altitude,
but maybe
at 35,000 feet.
But it's possible that maybe they were forced to do that for some reason. Right?
What do you mean forced to?
Like they had to do it. They had to fly lower altitude.
Why?
Because something was broken or I don't know. Right? Because we don't...
That would be an insane coincidence. I mean, the transponder was switched off. Then they flew at low altitude, avoiding radar for supposedly 4 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's already insane.
And that would also explain the phones ringing.
Oh, yeah.
When people called the phones.
Yeah.
And it would also explain, they did have some other plane contacted that plane after they lost contact, and they heard mumbling from the pilots.
Huh.
Yeah. So.
Mumbling.
Yeah.
Huh.
A nearby plane contacted them directly.
でも何言ってるか全然わからなかったってこと?
No, they couldn't understand anything.
But someone was at least talking.
They heard mumbling, yeah.
Huh.
So the plane didn't just explode.
Yeah.
The plane, it seems like the plane kept going.
Yeah.
But it had to have been flying at extremely low altitude, unless the local military radars is just not
broken.
Working or something.
Yeah. そうだね。だからそのいきなり空中で爆発みたいになって交信が途絶えたとかそういうわけではないっていうのは分かったよね。じゃあ。
I read something about there being a weakness in the plane's fuselage that could, I don't know, result in something bad, something breaking.
Okay.
And I don't know, potentially that could result in electrical failure that would turn off the transponder.
Right.
Or there's actually a breaker like in the cockpit that you can use to switch off the transponder too, I believe.
だからなんか停電みたいになっちゃうか、それか、
なんで停電?
like ブレーカーが落ちて、それか自分でマニュアルで落としたか、それか壊れたかだもんね。If it didn't explode.
Well,
right then.
Well, the most recent information from the U.S. investigators suggests that it didn't explode and it kept flying for 4 hours, and it did so. I don't know what happened. It's completely speculative at this point.
Yeah.
But let's say they did experience some sort of electrical failure and they couldn't maintain cabin pressure and the oxygen masks weren't working. So maybe they flew really low altitude to compensate for that. Because at such high altitude, you'll just pass out right away if they lose cabin pressure. That's why they have the oxygen masks. If the oxygen masks aren't working, then they have to reduce their altitude so that people can breathe.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what they did. Maybe that's why they weren't on radar.
Yeah.
Maybe they were trying to reach land. I don't know.
See, then I'd be right. It's not too insane.
I don't know. It's so complicated.
Yeah. ね、なんかこの航空業界史上最大の謎と言われてるもんね。この whole thing が、
yeah,
こんなこと起き
る。No matter what happens.
いや、こんなの起きるわけないっていうことが次々重なって起きているので、まあ、まただから刻々といろいろ動いてるから、またアップデートあったら、まあ多分あると思うけど月曜日には。
I was expecting this whole thing to be figured out by now.
Eh? Really?
Yeah, at least for them to find the for them to find the plane.
え、でも昔さ、なんかエールフランスとかもさ、2年間何も見つからないとか、so it's possible.
Oh, to find the black box, yeah.
So it's or anything like bodies or aircraft とか。だから今こんなアップデートとかちょこちょこしてるけど、it's possible that we won't know anything for the next 2 years.
But these days it's different. It's so different now. It's so different with all the satellite, with all the crazy technology that we have that we can't find a plane. That's crazy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know, but it's happening. So
yeah, but it's different from events in the past, I think.
Yeah, maybe like 1 year instead of 2 years, but it's possible that it won't be solved in like a week, you know? And it's really crazy, and it sucks for the families that are waiting
for
the passengers. Anyways, 次もちょっとびっくりな話だけど、今年1月にネイチャー誌に掲載された理研のスタップ細胞の信頼性が問われています。研究をリードした小保方春子さんの論文の中で、画像の転用や合成、他人の論文の一部を無断で引用しているなど問題点があることが浮上しました。一番問題となっている画像は、スタップ細胞が幹細胞であることを証明する重要なものであり、これが本物でない場合、スタップ細胞の存在自体が問われることになります。また小保方さんが過去に早稲田大学に提出した博士論文にも、20ページにわたり無断で他人の文章を引用していることが判明し、内容次第では博士号が取り消しになる可能性もあるとのことです。当初理研や共著者はこうした問題を単純なミスとしていましたが、問題点が次々に明らかになった今、共著者の一人、山梨大の若山照彦教授が論文の撤回を求めるという事態になっています。明日理研側が会見を開く予定です。
Research published in the journal Nature has been brought into question, prompting co-author Wakayama to request that the study be withdrawn. The research appeared to show mature cells being reverted into stap cells. Since the research was published, scientists have been unable to reproduce the results. Additionally, questions have been raised regarding the legitimacy of the photographs used in the study.
So,あとまあそのプレジャライズしてるとかね、結構日本のみんなの意見を見てると、あの、まあ、分かれてる。まだ信じていますっていう人と、もうなんかジャンプトゥコンクルージョンみたいな感じの
on what basis though? The co-author of the study has asked that it be withdrawn pretty much
Yeah, because
he
doesn't...
It's hard to have much confidence in the study after that.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not the one who... I mean, he was kind of like... I guess he was just like a... Not a backup person, but... その検証する係みたいな。So, 小保方さん本人が出てきてないから、何もコメントしてないから、何もわからない。
She's been reluctant to really speak on it from the beginning.Right?
No, she was coming out to the media and she was talking about it. She became reluctant to come out to the media after, you know, people started pulling her past, no, like her past sakubun from shogakko to got like all these personal things.
Mm-hmm.
And then she and Riken were kind of like, oh, just leave her alone. みたいな感じで。So,
yeah, I understand people wanting to... still believe, I guess.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it's bad science, and bad science has to go.
あの、結構前からこの話出てて、今までこの話をピックアップしなかったのは、まだなんとなくちょっと50-50というかちょっと微妙だったの。でもちょっとね、本当に危ういくなってきたから今日ピックアップしたんだけど、あの、日本だとplagiarize があんまり重く取られないんだよね。
そう。
そうなの。あの、 それ私大学入った時すごい感じたんだけど、あの海外の学校、まあ、アメリカとかだったら例えば人の文章を勝手にコピペとかして自分のペーパーに使ったりしたらもう自動的に F とか You could get like 定額とか退学とかなるじゃん、
yeah.
ぐらいすごい重要な罪として。
Well, I think it should be that. I mean, if you didn't fucking write it,
そうなんか
Why should you get any credit?
そうアメリカとかだとそれが本当に重要な罪として学生でも罰せられるんだけど、日本って結構コピペするのそんなに悪くないっていうか、学生とか平気でコピペしたりして、
mm.
だから今回もなんかその認識の差みたいなのもあったのかなっていう気もするけど、あの
Well, there's a really strong There's definitely different attitudes about that. In the States, it's like
超やばいじゃんやったら。
Not just that, but just the idea of
Yeah
ofOriginality and intellectual property is taken very seriously in the U.S.
あとその教授とかもその勝手にコピペしてるかどうかチェックするソフトウェアとかあるじゃん。
うん。
なんかそれ私も言われたの。なんか私大学で最初に取った授業で誰かがコピペしたのね。宿題。うん、で先生が誰かは言わないけどその人は F だし普通は退学だよみたいな。で先生たちはそういうソフト持ってるから勝手にコピペしたらバレるからねみたいな言われたのね。フランス人の先生だったんだけど、で、あ、そんなソフトあんだ、怖っと思ったの。
Well, this software is Google, no?
No, 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 they have this like software like different なんかその papers とかいっぱいデータベースになってるみたいなやつ。 So if you steal なんかそのまんまの文章、
mm.
then people would know. だからそのソフトの存在は私は知ってたんだけど、今回このおぼかたさんのやつでそれが日本のネットとかメディアに出てきて、みんななんか、mm. え、そんなソフトあったんだみたいな。 Cause 多分日本の大学の先生とかはそういうの使って多分チェックしてないみたいだから、なんかコピペってそんな悪いものなのみたいな。
There's a lot of like things in Japan that look like they've been ripped off. I mean, a lot of thingsNot so much these days, but in the past, a lot of things were just being ripped off of Western culture. Mm-hmm. A lot of logos and a lot of products. And look at like Kao. It looks just like Procter & Gamble, doesn't it? Like stuff like that. It like looks this. It's like so pakuri. Mm-hmm. But
people, aren't they together now?
I don't know. Is that a bad example?詳しくない like, so, that, those products, but,
まあでも昔はね戦後とかねもう全然そういう権利とか気にしてないからね、
mm.
まあなんか developing country develop してる途中の国は結構そういうの多いけどね、
yeah.
なんかそんなこと言ってる暇ないみたいな感じ。まあだからそういうのもあったのかな。まあでもね本人が出てきてないからなんとも言えないんだけど、そのスタップ細胞っていうのはすごいものだったからこそ本当はないとかってことになるとかなり残念だよね。
What is the argument what are people holding on to when they say they still believe that this is real or that it's just small technical errors?
Well because I mean she's the only one who's been able to do this and she hasn't come out and said anything soThere's no explanation yet.
Yeah.
だからじゃない?
I don't understand like the faith aspect. Like people haven't been able to reproduce the results. Something's wrong with the study. If they correct the study and then people can reproduce the results, then there isn't really that big of a problem. But
yeah.
I'm pretty skeptical, to be honest.
Mm.そう、まあその簡単にね他人が再現できないっていうのはよく多分あることなんだけど、今回そのあのなんていうの、じゃあできないからもっと細かい説明をくださいっていろんな人たちに言われて出したやつが元々の論文に書いてあるのとちょっと違ったらしいの、それも、
うん、
でそれもなんかえって感じになっちゃってみんなっていうのもあったみたいなんだけど、まあまあ、明日でも記者会見、利権が開くらしいから、そこでもしかしてなんか新しいこと言うかもしれないし。
Isn't it kind of surprising that this was published in the journal Nature at all?
と思う。でもね、なんか、
in retrospect.
でも結構こういうのってなんかそういうことしないだろうとか、まあそんな、なんだろう。
But that's the whole point of the that's the whole the credibility of nature is dependent on them not allowing bogus or incomplete studies.
Yeah, but
their,
I think that
their publication.
でもなんかそのなんていうの共通の認識としてわざと例えば嘘を書いたりとかそういうことしてる人はそんないないだろう。特にこういう大きい発見においては、
but it, but it's science. There's no, there shouldn't be any margin for that.
だってすごい量のが送られてくるわけじゃん。で、それを何3人4人で検証してジャッジするけど、別にそこでやり直すわけでもないし、なんていうの、そのわざわざ嘘ついたりとかしてる人はいないだろうっていう認識の元でやらないと追いつかないんじゃない？多分。
Well, it, but even if scientists, decide like, oh, I'm gonna submit some like bogus paper to Nature. They should verify the study. They should investigate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they would know like what's total bullshit or not, but they won't look at some pictures and waza waza be like, oh, these pictures might not be real.
I'm just saying like if teachers are busting students for for
plagiarism,
nature should be able to. I think nature is at fault here as well. That's their whole function to work as a filter for this stuff. You know, the whole scientific process is really about getting to the some sort of established truth. There shouldn't be this much ambiguity about this. There shouldn't even be this many questions in the first place.
Yeah, まあね、でも、だからその写真をリサイクルしてるとか、合成してるとか、まさか思わなかったんじゃない？だからそういうの多分かなり珍しいしさ、こういう大発見で本当に姉ちゃんに通っちゃったら世界中に広まっちゃうって分かってるわけじゃん、出してる方も。Mm. だからそこでさ、そういう写真を出してくるとはまさか思ってないんじゃない？だって本人が一番トラブルになっちゃうから後で、
うん、
っていうのがあったんだと思うけどね。でもまあだからちょっと明日の会見を見てみない。
First, I mean, this going on at the same time as the Samuragochi thing is like、
ね、
unfortunate for Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like 嘘ばっかりじゃん。
そう、しかもサムラゴーチさんのやつさ、英語のメディアに取り上げられてるじゃん、海外の。
Yeah, yeah.
さあ、あれだと超深刻な問題みたいな、日本の音楽界を揺るがすみたいなさ、
Disgraced.
そう、日本だとネットとか見ると結構みんな軽いノリでさ、ちょっと笑いの種的な、なんかこんな話もあったねみたいな軽い感じなのに、海外だとなんか
There's no humor in it.
そうなの、日本でこんな重大な事態がみたいな。
But they, you know, what they saw, what they were able to find about that guy up till this point is、mm-hmm.You know, he's the next
Beethoven,
or he's the、
yeah.
next, you know.
まあだから海外にちょっと違う感じで伝わってるよね。
But Japan was pushing this guy for、yeah. so long, making him、yeah. a big deal. Like this is, he's so legit.
Yeah.
All serious.
Yeah.
So the Western interpretation is like, oh, you know, Japan's devastated that their greatest、yeah. composer is
別に devastated ではないよね。なんかどっちでもいいけど。でも、このスタップ細胞もね、もう完全に世界中にさ、論文載った時点ですごいニュースになったし、山中教授もコメントとかしたしさ、だから。
I don't wanna believe any more good news.
ね、なんか悲しいよね。しかもこういうなんだろう、万能細胞みたいなのがあればって待ってる人がいっぱいいるわけじゃん。病気だったり、
yeah,
事故にあったりとか。
Yeah, I totally believe this thing. I was like, alright, it's over.
そうだからすごい悲しいよね、本当じゃないとしたら。まだちょっと希望。
Yeah, if it turns out to be legit after all、
うん、
もう疲れる。
そうだね、逆に。いや、これででもだから実はなんか
Stop playing with my feelings.
そうだね、これだから実はおぼかたさんが出てきてさ、なんか全然どんでん返しみたいになったら逆に 面白いなと思ってるけど。次、アメリカジョージタウン大学のチームが血液検査だけでアルツハイマー病の発症を事前に把握できる方法を開発しました。この検査を受けると少なくとも 90% の正確さで今後3年以内にアルツハイマーを発症するかどうかが分かります。このチームはアルツハイマーを発症した人の血液を発症していない人のものと比較することで、発症している人の血液にのみ特徴的に現れる化学物質を特定しました。この化学物質の有無を見れば発症の傾向があるかどうか分かる仕組みです。これまでもアルツハイマーを事前に予知する検査はありましたが、値段が高額だったり体に負担がかかったりするものでした。今回発見された手法は血液検査のみなので手軽に受けることができます。
Georgetown researchers have developed a method of predicting the onset of Alzheimer's disease within 3 years that works with 90% accuracy.The method was developed after researchers found differences in molecular blood content for people who have Alzheimer's. Catching Alzheimer's 3 years early gives doctors a better shot at slowing or even preventing some of the symptoms.
そう、手軽に安価に受けられるからこそ、ちゃんと理解した上で受けないといけないよね。ちゃんと気持ちの整理というか、じゃあこれではいなりますって言われた時にどうすればいいかっていうのを分かった上で受けないとね。
これ本当かな。I'm just kidding. I'm sure it's legit.
ね、だから全部怖いよね。いいニュースさ、本当じゃなかったらまたへこむことになっちゃう。まあこれはね、でも今のところ。
Sometimes things are too good to be true. Sometimes.
Yeah, そうね。そうね。まあこれは本当だそうですけど。
Alzheimer's is such a shitty disease.
Would you want to do it now?
The test?
Yeah. If you had access to it.
Well, it can
would
only...
Would you try it?
It would only detect it if I was going to develop Alzheimer's within 3 years.
Yeah.
Right?
But there are a lot of people who get it at younger age.
Why are you scaring me?
I'm not scaring you. Yeah, なんかやってみたいっていう。
No, there are so many other tests that I should take before this one, I think.
まあでも結果来るまでドキドキだけど、でもね、早めに分かれば予防したりとか遅らせたりとか。
Aren't there so many there's so many tests and stuff that we're supposed to do now?
Yeah.
And so many vaccinations.
Yeah.
There's so many. I can't even keep track.
そもそも
I'm supposed to get a flu shot. I'm supposed to get なんだっけ HPV vaccination and this
HPV vaccination. HPV は男はいらないじゃない。てか女の子もちょっといるかどうか危うい。
Well, people were saying, like, とりあえず you should get it. No.
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 With HPV, no.
Maybe it wasn't HPV. Something else?
HPV だってなんかした、ちょっと危ないって言われてるじゃん。女の子なんか死んじゃったことがいるから。So, it's definitely not とりあえず。But yeah, flu とかはね。あと女の人はなんだっけ。
Now, how many things are we inoculated against at this point?
Do you have 風疹とか?
Do you have the little stamp scar
no.
on your arm?
No.
What?
I didn't have to do it.
Really? なんで?
あれってだってなんかさ、なんかのワクチンの後に、なんかなった人だけでしょ、あれ。全員じゃないでしょ、多分。
そう?
うん。
I thought everyone gets that.
I didn't do it.
Really?
うん。They didn't do it to me.
What? Maybe you were supposed to get it, but you didn't this whole time.
No!
No,
no, no. No, I didn't have to.
I thought everyone... Because I got the... It's like the six dots or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And they, あとあれだよ。妊娠、これから妊娠したいと思ってる女性は、どっかしらで風疹の、予防接種受けないといけないんだよ。妊娠してから風疹になると、子供がすごい悪影響になっちゃうんだって。だから私ずっと携帯のメモに入ってるもん。風疹ってだからまだ早いからいいけど、だから結婚とかしたらすぐ風疹の予防接種行こうと思って、メモにずっと携帯の中入ってる。
It's in your phone?
Yeah.
もう
ずっともう何年も入ってる。
超早いじゃん。
忘れないために。
超早いじゃん。
まだその時だって若いから、まあ、結婚してからでいいかなと思って。
もうそのリマインダーいらなくない？
いやでもしかして忘れるかもしれないからそうそう。でもね、遺伝子のさ、アンジェリーナ・ジュリーがやったみたいな、
yeah.
検査とかもあるしね。検査だらけだよね。だからやろうと思えば何でも調べられちゃう、
yeah. and guys my age are just dropping like flies from like prostate cancer and like、
mm.
all these other things. Yeah. I mean, you can just get cancer anywhere now.
Yeah. So, ne.
But how many vaccines are people
supposed to
supposed
take?
To be getting at this point? It seems like there's so many vaccines too.
ね、今だから子供がいる人とかに聞いたら分かるんじゃない、あの小学校とかでやるじゃん。
Don't they have like a chicken pox vaccine now too or something?
I don't know. 全然分かんない。その私予防接種全然、私インフルエンザの予防接種もやったことないかもしれない、でも人生で一回なっただけ。
Flu?、In your whole life?Really?
だから私学校で、あの学校に行くとインフルエンザの子がみんな休んでて、じゃあもう帰っていいですって言われて、
Are you sure?
イエーイって帰る係だと思う、いつも。
Did you actually get the flu?
Yeah.
You sure?
一回、死ぬかと思った。
You might be unbreakable.
No, I'm sure it was flu.、Okay. あの鼻に突っ込まれたもん、綿棒。それで、あ、インフルエンザですね。で、タミフル飲んでさ。何の話？はい。
I just think it's interesting. There's like so much stuff that you're supposed to do now.
そうだね。
Doctors tell you to do so much stuff.
Yeah. だ予防接種もし、いろんな検査も、このね、3年後にどうなるとかの。
If you actually do everything you're supposed to do, like how, I wonder how much money does it cost just to like follow all the doctor's recommendations?
しかもそれやって、じゃあ長生きできるかって言ったら、多分別にそういうわけでもないもんね。
Yeah, you get like 40 vaccines and you get hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Right in front of the doctor's office. I don't know.
そうそう。まだ気にしすぎも良くないよね、多分。
次。Harvard researchers have demonstrated that a microbe known as Rhodosumodomonas is able to use natural conductivity to absorb electrons from minerals in soil and sediment, all while remaining on the surface. Project lead Peter...Gerd Jewis explains the research, saying, "At the heart of this paper is a process called extracellular electron transfer, EET, which involves moving electrons in and out of cells. What we were able to show is that these microbes take up electricity, which goes into their central metabolism, and we were able to describe some of the systems that are involved in that process. The microbes pull electrons from iron and create iron oxide crystals that precipitate into the surrounding soil.Eventually, these crystals become conductive and function as circuits, allowing the microbes to oxidize even further and otherwise unreachable minerals.
ハーバード大の研究者がロドソイドモナスという微生物が土の中のミネラルから電子を取り出して体に取り込むことができると発表しました。これは EET と呼ばれる細胞に電子を男子じゃないよね細胞に電子を出し入れするプロセスに基づいたものです。このチームは微生物が電気を体内に取り込んで代謝する様子を科学的に説明することに成功しました。この微生物は鉄分から電子を取り出し、酸化鉄の結晶を作ります。この結晶が回路の役割を果たし、さらに深い場所にあるミネラルへもアクセス可能にします。
男子の
細胞に男子を出し入れ、ちょっとエロい。何？何の話？
So there's microbes, little bacteria,
が電気を
that can collect electricity、from minerals in the soil.
で食べるってこと？
Yeah.
餌にするってこと？電気を。
Energy.
Okay. だからあれでしょ？その自分は土の中深く行かなくても、この酸化鉄の結晶を回路にして、さらに地中深くの電気も集められるっていうことだよね。
Yeah, that actually takes some time, but they develop、okay. these they create these iron oxide crystals、which kind of spread into the soil like roots of a tree almost、and then those crystals、it's like a functions almost like an electrical wire
Okay.
That allows them to pull even more electrons from、the soil.
便利だよね。
That means that you can、collect electricity from the ground.
Right, right. right. 確かに。でもさ、だから、あの、ソファーに座りながら、どっかのお店からポップコーン引っ張ってくるみたいなことでしょ？
え That's like the worst metaphor.
だから店に行かなくても自宅のソファーにいながらポップコーンを吸い寄せてるみたいなことでしょ、この微生物は。だからわざわざ店に行かないでも
I guess
ポップコーン集め放題みたいな。
なんでポップコーン、 Who orders popcorn?
Because I always buy popcorn at コンビニ And I wish I can just 吸い寄せる from
Is that your 毎日食べてるもの。
毎日じゃないけど、まあ、結構な頻度で食べてるけどさ、But would it help us in some way?
Well, this just provides some additional understanding of how some of these microbes work.
Oh, okay, okay.
Whether, you know, we haven't really figured out how to use that to our own advantage.
Oh, okay. まあそうだよね。そっか。今これ分かったばっか。
But it's interesting that animals are capable of even doing that in the first place.
そうだよね。てかまずさ、電気食べてることも驚きだし、そんな。
Who else does that?
I don't know.
Pikachu?
違う? Pikachu
is there, are there any characters that collect electricity? I feel like there was some superhero from like Marvel or Capcom or something that collects electricity.
ありそうだけどね。でも
wasn't there a Batman villain that does that?
What about Storm? Isn't that electricity? X-Men.
Well, no, because Storm flies around and kills people with lightning bolts.
Oh, Pikachu ぐらいかな、じゃあ。
I don't know. Hopefully, they can make something cool with this.
ね。
Last Monday, hired city workers made their way through Gangnam, Korea, harassing street vendors and flipping stalls as police watched.Many of the street vendor stalls in Gangnam are set up illegally, and these men have been hired to evict people who have set up vendor stalls without going through the official process. The temporary service workers employed to do this work arrive on buses and carry no ID, and do their work under the supervision of police.
先週月曜日、韓国のカンナムで政府に雇われたバイトの人々が不法に営業している露店をめちゃくちゃにして回る事態が起き、このバイト業が注目を集めています。この人々は ID を持たずバスで現れ、警察の監視の下でこうした仕事をしているそうです。何このバイト。
I don't know. Did you see the video?
No, ビデオあんの?
Did you see the pictures at least?
No.
No?
すごい?暴れてんの?
Oh, it's just like little old ladies just crying because they're all the food that they made and their little stall.
Oh no.
These guys just come over and like kick it and like flip it over and all the food goes flying on the street.
Oh.
These guys are such assholes.
That's yeah, so mean.
It's pretty intense.
Oh no. これいくらぐらいもらってんのこのバイト?
I don't know.
But、でもバイトだから普通の人なのにね、なんかかわいそうって思わないのかな。
Yeah, they just hire thugs to walk down the street、I guess check permits and just flip over. They actually take the stall、what do you call it? The little stand、They take it apart. They like break it
so
with
they can't use it anymore.
They break it with hammers and like wrenches and stuff.
What?
They've like destroyed some of them.
What?
Yeah.
え、これさ、道でこのストールを置くことがもうダメなの絶対。それともパーメット出せばいいの?
I think you have to have a permit. And if you have a permit, it's fine.
え、そしたらさ、店壊さなくていいじゃんね。ただパーメット出しなさいって言えばさ。
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, that's how it works everywhere else.
そうだよね。だって店なくなっちゃったらさ、パーメット出すも出さないも店がもうないじゃん。That's so mean.
Yeah, just the way that they're handling it there has been surprising a lot of people.
何このカンナムスタイル?ひどいね。
Well, it turns out that this, supposedly this method isn't that uncommon in Korea.
あ、そうなの?
Yeah.
あ、そうなんだ。
Yeah. I mean, to hire these temporary service workers to kind of like rough people up.And like make things happen is like not that unusual, I guess.
でもその仕事嫌じゃない？なんか超恨まれそうだしさ。
You should watch the video.
Okay.
It's pretty crazy.
怖いわ。
うん。
Weird bite.
次。Defrosting bodies or thawing bodies in Siberia could potentially initiate a dormant cycle of smallpox or other viral infection. Smallpox was eradicated in 1979 and is estimated to have been responsible for anywhere between 300 and 500 million deaths, killing almost a third of those who were infected. Some experts believe that the thawing of these bodies in places like Siberia or Alaska could result in the reawakening of supposedly eradicated viruses that have been left in suspended animation due to the cold. Experts have also pointed out that because the virus has been long eradicated, we no longer have any natural immunity to it, making it even more dangerous.
Siberia で凍っている死体が溶けてきており、これまで死滅していた天然痘や他の伝染病が復活する可能性が出てきました。天然痘は3億から5億人の死者を出した後、1979年に死滅していました。感染者の3人に1人は死亡するという恐ろしいものでした。今後シベリアやアラスカからこうした伝染病が復活する可能性が浮上していますが、長年死滅していたため現代の人間は抗体を持っておらず、復活した場合は危険な状態になると予想されます。この間ね、このウイルスが凍っている状態から蘇生しますっていうのをやったばっかりだもんね。
え、いつ？
え、この間やったじゃん、その話。
ああ、いや。
いや。
それもサイベリアだったね。
うん。え、それでこのニュース出てきたんじゃないの？それにつながって。なんか、あれが分かったから、これも、possible ってことでしょ？多分。
Yeah, well, this is more specific. This is talking about, smallpox in dead bodies. The thing about viruses is that they don't really, die. Right?
Yeah, you said they're not alive.
Yeah, last time I was saying, but I don't know what the official position is, but
すごくない？なんかさ、話してるトピックが全部つながってるじゃん。
Yeah.
だから全部聞いてたら超変なこと詳しくなるよね。
Viruses.
とかこういうなんかお話みたいになってるじゃん。
Mm.
It's really interesting. ちょっと急に思ったけど。
Yeah.Yeah, the reason why it's so dangerous is because these viruses aren't alive and they don't really die.
Yeah.
And so they're just kind of in suspended animation. They're just waiting.
Mm.
They're seriously just chilling there, waiting.
Mm.
And so with global warming or
yeah.
climate change or whatever you want to call it, these viruses in suspended animation could come back.
なんかこの defrosting bodies ってすごいカジュアルに言ってるけど、どれぐらいあるの？
Well, it's the people that were killed by smallpox, so between 300 and 500 million.
え？
Right?
They're not all in Siberia, though, right?
Not all in Siberia. The ones in Siberia are the ones that have been kind of frozen and in suspended animation, right?
So, like, how many are those bodies in Siberia?
In Siberia?
Yeah.
I don't know.
そうか。
I don't know.
だってなんかちょっとしかいないんだったらさ、もうなんか
Well, no, it could be one body. It'll come from one body.
Right,
no?
Right. あ、そっか。
From one body, it'll start, right?
そっか。
I mean, more bodies is worse, but it only yeah. takes one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh my god, so it's like that movie, Contagion. It started from like one chicken or something.Or this
one
cook,
chicken.
This cook guy who was touching some dead animal, and then it just spread it from there to everybody in the world. So, そうだよね。まあ一人でいいんだもんね。始まるとしたら。てか3億から5億人ってすごいね。
Yeah, that's a lot.
Right?
Well, no. Smallpox is one of those diseases that could wipe out the entire human race.Like,
yeah.
without a problem.
So
the thing is, back then, people weren't flying around in airplanes
and
weren't
yeah.
so connected yeah. like we are now.
But
imagine if one person with a little bit of smallpox
yeah.
rode on Yamanote-sen for just like two stops,
yeah.
it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
So I hope those bodies stay frozen. What else can we do? The thing is, like, if we tried to do something preventative,
yeah,
we could actually cause the problem too. If we were like, hey, let's go dig up all those bodies and
burn them.
I think we actually have smallpox stored somewhere in a laboratory, though.
Ah, okay. まあ、それはね、一応コントロールされてるから、まだあれだけど。
Yeah. There's little control over the virus bodies in Siberia.
Yeah, they're just 転がってる, right? Somewhere.
Virus is 怖い。
ね。
And they're so tiny.
ね。
They're like, they're way tinier than bacteria. Way tinier.
Yeah.
You can't even see a virus with a normal, like, optical microscope.
Mm.
It's invisible. Even with a microscope.
なんか今日病気の話多くない?
そう。
病気っていうかなんかちょっと医学っぽい話多くない?偶然だけど。
ああね。
ね。
確かに。
今日はメディカルデーだったね。
うん。
はい。
What would you do if there was a virus outbreak? What would you do?
What would I do?
If you woke up tomorrow and it was in the news that someone in Siberia
got chicken
contracted not chicken pox, smallpox.
Oh, smallpox.
Chicken pox だったら全然ニュースにならないし。
確かに。
You've probably already had chicken pox before. Or small, even if it's not smallpox, there's a bunch of these things that could...
Yeah.
Whether it's the black plague or whatever.
それ見てもだって what can I do? It's if it's still
in Siberia. Would you just start wearing a mask? Because remember we had the SARS scare once, right?
Mm.
And everyone, like SARS came out and it's like, it's over.
え、なんか最近も
immediately everyone was wearing a mask.
Yeah, 最近もどっかであったよね。アメリカかどっかでさ。
SARS?
No. なんかこういう smallpox 的ななんか昔やばかったやつがまた流行りだしたみたいな。
そう。
うん。でも、
which one?
I don't remember.
I mean, sometimes there are like these really rare cases of diseases from a long time ago.
Yeah. とかなんかさ、全然予想できないところでマラリアが急に流行ったりとか、まあ、たまにあるじゃん、ニュース見てると。
Yeah.
でも、
the weirder ones are when they like dig up something from some crashed ship and someone gets some weird. Like.Old disease.
あれとかね、Egypt のやつとか。
Which?
Maybe that was it. Everyone was like talking about like Tutankhamun の curse とか。Because like they dig up something and they all get sick and die とか。
そのボーナーの話しか覚えてない。
But maybe some of it was just this. Like 昔の病気が、ウイルスが蘇生されてとか。It's possible now, no?Now that we know that these viruses can come back to...
What do you mean?
Well, not to life, but...
It eradicated the Egyptians?
No. I mean, like, there are a lot of cases where all these Egyptian... なんかその考古学者みたいな人たち、they were like... なんか昔とかさ、よくすごいいろいろディグしてると、なんか病気になって死んだりとかして、they used to say that it's a curse.
The archaeologists.
Yeah. They used to say that it's a curse, みたいな, because everyone dies.
Because you're not supposed to dig up remains.
So, demo maybe it was just virus, like old virus. No?
I don't know. You're so far off on your little branch of speculation.
Yeah, but
maybe
an
archaeologist
got
a virus from a mummy that was buried like 6,000 years ago.
Yeah, it just came to me because it's not, it's unexplained, right? How those people like died and stuff.
Motto, this.Power that you have right now, use it for the Malaysia Airlines.
Muddy. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I would do if I read about smallpox reviving in Siberia. I mean, what would you do? It's such a weird question.
I think as far as real threats, I think that's up there.I think a global pandemic is up there. And a lot of experts say that it could happen or it's almost inevitable that it will happen.
Yeah.
There are people that say There are experts that say that absolutely within 5 years we will experience a global pandemic that could potentially wipe out the human race. Potentially.
Yeah.
Depends how we handle it. But just the...
There's not much we can do.
The top illnesses that are killing people right now are all derived from farm animals. They're diseases that humans never contracted before. Yeah. Like, we essentially created these things, like swine flu and bird flu.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're making it worse. And then we're making it so that people can fly wherever they want to. And,
まあ、なったらなったでしょうがないよね、だから。自分のせいじゃん。人間のせいだから。I always tend to give up. Like, もういいや、みたいな。
Mommy is pro failure of human race.
No, I just feel like we deserve it if we get something like that.
No.
We've done enough damage.
Think of the children or babies. You don't want babies to die.
No.
Okay, then. I'm glad we agree.
Okay.お話終わり、だよね、
yep.
引き続き Facebook、Twitter、Instagram お願いします。あとアプリね、テキスト文字起こしに、単語のリストをつけたものをダウンロードできますので、App Store からお願いします。すごい頑張ってるんだよ、この単語選ぶのさ。なんかどういうのだったらみんなすぐに使えるかなとか思って、あとあの辞書のデフィニッション、そのまま使うとなんかこんなの言わねえよみたいになっちゃうから、ちゃんとこう今すぐ言えるようなのに、
Well, the definitions that you're going to find in the dictionary aren't contextual.
そうなの、
right.
そうなの。なんか普段言わないような言葉の使い方とかになっちゃってるから、辞書だと、そうするとやっぱりね、あの自分の言葉にならないというか使いにくいから、それをちょっともうちょっと使いやすいように
してる。 Did you see the comments on Facebook?
Yeah, 何だったっけこの間の質問。
No, we posted some
of the
Gochi.
Gochi. あのさ、すごいみんながさシェアしてくれたからさね、見た、なんかトータルリーチ数みたいなすごいことになってたよ。And I was like, wow, みんな大好きじゃん、コーチ。そういうことじゃないか。
Yeah, this is, it's almost more fun that this happened.
じゃあ、この間の質問すごい面白かったんだよ。あの、今までに疲れた中で一番大きい嘘は何ですか、っていうやつ。あのね、50ヘクタールの土地、山林、家をタダであげると言われた嘘だった。Oh, so funny. あと、ジェームズ・ボンドに誘われている、探偵になりませんかって言われたとかね、あと My dad used to tell me that actually he gave me birth, not my mom. お父さんの地味な嘘。
まあ when you're a little kid like that
信じちゃうよね。でも結構こういうの親に疲れたみたいな、なんかあなたはおばさんの子供だと言われました、両親に似ていなくておばさんにすごい似ていた当時の私は本気でいろんなことを考えましたとかさ、これなんか親が気軽にそう親が気軽についた嘘でちょっと悩むみたいなのが結構多いよ。面白いね、結構なんか変な嘘。私もあのお父さんに車 の, あの ウィンカーカチカチカチってウィンカーじゃない、ハザード
What?
ハザードなんだな、三角の赤い三角がついてるマークあるじゃん、
yeah.
あれのボタンを押したら車が爆発するからって言われて、結構ずっと信じてた、それこれ爆発ボタンなんだって思って、
Do you ever use it?
No?
No?
Well, I don't drive, so I don't
no.
But when I'm driving, I do.
How long did it take you to find that out?
でも結構何年も思ってた。なんか普通に使ってんのにね、運転しながら、なんかそういうのは見てなかったんだろうね、多分わかんないけど。 What was your 一番大きい嘘、人に疲れた、
I don't know 難しい。
あ、これもこの人もだよ。 As a child my mom said you were an adopted child. 多いよね。やっぱこれ親が一番大きい嘘をついてるって言ってる人が、他人とかじゃなくて意外と親だったんだ。
Yeah, why is that?
わかんない。なんかだからいっぱいコミュニケーションしてるから、その中でなんかポロってふざけて言ったことが子供の頭には意外と強烈に焼き付いちゃう。
It's not really like ill-intentioned, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For 大人、it's just なんでもない funny story, but for kids, maybe like...
It's a big deal.
Yeah, like... みたいな。わかんないけど。I don't know. I might say those things to my kids, though.
Yeah.
I feel like... 嘘ばっかり教える。わかんない。なんか嘘ばっかり言いそう。ちょっとふざけて。
Yeah. Imagine mom that you'll become.
Yeah. And it scars them forever. Oh, terrible. はい。
ね。以上です。
以上。また来週。
Yep.
Have a nice weekend. Bye.
Bye.